The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Anderson writes on the Big Rock text line, it's hard to believe that anti-American people can get elected to Congress. You're so right, Mike. Paul in Hartwell. Joey, only in America can you have an immigrant come to our country and get a job in Congress and show their appreciation and love for this country by slinging trash and hate at every opportunity. It is hard to believe, isn't it, Paul, that a member of the U.S. Congress can have such disdain for her country. Thomas in Belton says, Joey, Israel was right by banning Omar. I think the squad should be banned from the United States. Look, hopefully the voters next year will ban all four of these women from Congress. Surely the people in their congressional districts are going to get smart and turn these ladies out. D in Belton says, every country has rules and regulations just as everyone has rules and regulations of their homes or places of business. Adhering to rules and regulations makes a better place. You're so right, D. Let's go to the phones. Benny is in Inman. Welcome in. How are you, sir?
Wonderful, sir. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
My thing is regarding these two women who went to supposedly wanted to go to Palestine, not Israel. They do not recognize Israel as a state. So their mission was to go to Palestine to start a problem. And thank God that, Prime Minister Netanyahu did not allow it. And, of course, they're going to blame Donald Trump for everything, but it's okay. Donald Trump is tough enough to take everything.
Yep.
I was at the IDF, and I was in Gaza. I was in the West Bank. I was every one of those areas, and people were treated very nicely. We provided them with electricity, water, sewage, things they never had. Even right now, Israel is sharing water with those people, which makes Israel use less water, conserve.
Yeah.
And to turn around and blame Donald Trump and Israel for them not being able to go there and see the grandma and all that stuff, that's a bunch of baloney. She could have had her grandma fly out here, too, but she did not want that.
No. No, this had nothing to do with visiting her grandmother. I mean, I think it was this Congressman Green who talked about, you know, it's been 13 years since she has seen her grandmother. And you're going to tell me she hasn't had other opportunities to visit with her grandmother if she wanted to?
Absolutely. She had plenty. And then the other one, Omar, talking about Palestinian going through checkpoints. Well, what about the Israeli people going to a checkpoint to go to school,
yep,
to go to the mall, to go shopping? Everywhere we go, we must go through a checkpoint because that's the only way we're going to save lives.
Yep. You're right, Benny. You're right. This is all about headlines. She and the squad, all four of these young women, they have become addicted to news headlines, that they love being in front of the camera, and that's what this is all about.
Absolutely. And so therefore, you know, my message is we must quit speaking about them, advertising for them, giving them a platform, because that's all they're looking for.
Yep. You're right, Benny. Hey, appreciate you listening in Inman. Tell all your friends to tune in to the Morning Answer each day.
Everybody is on 94.9. 94.5.
There you go, Benny. That's what we like to hear.
Well, thank you.
All right, Benny.
Thank you so much.
Sure thing. Have a great day. Matt's in Greenville. Welcome in, Matt.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
people act like this is something new. I remember back when, I guess, Reagan was president, Alexander Haig was Secretary of State, Ian Paisley was a Northern Ireland preacher and political figure, and he was supposed to speak at Bob Jones and was not allowed into the United States because our government didn't like what was going on with the peace process over there. We constantly are walking a line with China and Taiwan, where China does not want us to allow any of Taiwan's president or whoever to come to our country. And people are denied stuff like this all the time. This is international diplomacy, and people act like it's something new.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. You're right, man. It is crazy. It is crazy that that these women have seized the headlines because of this. A texter's writing. Let me read this. Yes, Israel has the right to choose who comes in their country. The United States should also have the right to do the same thing, and that's what it's all about. You know, Matt, I've had the honor of being going to Israel twice, and I'm headed back in December. By the way,
I would love to go.
Our Stand with Israel tour with Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager. I'm telling you, it's just an amazing thing. To be in Israel, and Dennis Prager is a walking encyclopedia. He's a smart man,
no doubt.
And to be in one of those wooden replica boats in the Sea of Galilee, and talking with Dennis Prager, it's just one of the most amazing things I've ever done. But being over there, and visiting this special country, and talking with the people over there, it's a lifetime experience. And these women, they don't care anything about Israel. She doesn't care about seeing her grandmother. There's all kind of opportunities that she could have seen her grandmother. And she could have gone to Israel with a group of there were 72 members of Congress, both Democrats and Republicans. More Democrats, by the way, than Republicans. Is it like I think there were like 41 of those that were Democrats who went with the congressional delegation, and she could have been with that group, and she chose not to.
And she could have gone when they told her, hey, you want to see your grandma?
Yep.
I'll keep my mouth shut if it means seeing my grandma.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
And she won't, so that tells it all.
Well, it tells you what her true motive was. It wasn't visiting grandma. She wanted to get over there and be involved with these protests.
In any country you travel to, you have to request a visa, and they may or may not grant it.
Yep.
I mean, generally they do, but you got to have a good reason for going there, and that government of that country has to approve you to go there. Go to China today. You have to get a visa to be able to go to China.
Yep.
Again, nothing new. Nothing new at all.
But you know, Matt, one last thing here, and I think it was yesterday when Jim Jordan was on with us. Congressman Jordan spent some time with us yesterday talking about Faith and Freedom Barbecue coming up next Monday down in Anderson for Jeff Duncan. Of course, Vice President Mike Pence will be there. But we were talking about Israel. And, you know, I've stood there looking over into Syria. And all that is separating those two countries is a barbed wire fence. I mean, like at my little home in Greer. I've got some pasture there, and you know, I've got four strands of barbed wire fence that keeps the horses in the pasture. That's all that's separating. There's not a big wall. Same thing, you know, looking into Lebanon. But people respect those boundaries, and they also recognize that there are consequences if you come across those boundaries uninvited.
Yes, countries still do have a right to have their borders and decide who gets in and who doesn't.
That's right. Hey, Matt, appreciate you listening in Greenville and your comments.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
the explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.